Mr. President, when the Taliban assumed power last year, they guaranteed respect for women and girls' rights. The concerted reaction from a wary international community was emphasizing that they would be judged by their actions, not by their words. So far, we are disappointed. Just this spring, the UN Security Council has convened two extraordinary meetings on the deterioration of human rights, especially on women and girls' rights. A unanimous council has issued two strongly worded statements calling on Taliban to reverse their policies. They demolish Afghanistan's prospect of recovering from a humanitarian and economic catastrophe, and they also impede a representative and inclusive government and sustainable peace. Norway strongly supports UNAMA and the mandate of the Special Rapporteur. We echo his concerns expressed after his first visit, particularly disappearances of those, including women activists, who speak up against a society ruled by fear, not by law. We hope Mr. Bennett will share his thoughts on how the international community may best support women and girls' rights. We must continue to support the Afghan people. That also entails engagement with Taliban. Otherwise, we will lose an important avenue for influencing the current worrying trajectory of Afghanistan's future. I thank you.